بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most important thing or the greatest thing to do for each and every one of us, whether it's a child, whether it's a big person, to stay in the right company. Sohbat, right company. It is so important that if you or your child does not sit in the right company, definitely that child will go off. And especially in these days, it is so important that Rasulullah said also that the bad company is like a person passing by a blacksmith, and that whatever that fire comes towards him, what happens to his clothing? It must pick him up. It causes harm to him. Likewise, a person has bad company, it affects him very quickly. Remember, to become good takes long. When a person got bad habits in him, to change that bad habits, it takes very long. Until unless he does not come in the right company to take the things out of him, very difficult. Why didn't you think they got khankhas? If a person is very sincere and true seeker, in a khankha he can achieve so much, it's unbelievable. But if he goes with the wrong intention, but the effect of that is what that Nabi said, if a person sits in the right company, he is like a person going to an ether shop. Now you go in the ether shop, he doesn't buy the ether. But when he comes out of the ether shop, you see the ether is smelling on him. He's smelling on it. That is how the effect is. And these days it's so important that you must sit in the company of Aisha. Then only you benefit. As the Talmud Rahmatullah Alayhi once said, he said the actual thing for Islam is sohbat. The actual Islam is sohbat. You cannot make Islam yourself. You can do whatever you want. You can read all the books and all the kitabs, everything. You will not get the effect. If you sit in the right company with the pious people, then definitely you will get the effect. Whether you have knowledge, because for that Islam you don't have the knowledge of knowledge. You're not supposed to be an alim to sit in Islam when you come to Islam. So many people at time of early days, they were not even alims to. But they should sit in company of pious people that have great alim to sit in their company. Sit in their company. What they achieved by just sitting in the pious company. So the Thani Rakhman will say very nicely, that even if a person got knowledge, in other words, an alim too, but if he does not sit in the right company, that knowledge is useless. One place I read that has a tongue said, for an alim also, it is first on him to sit in the company of pious people. That knowledge that he'll have will mislead him. Will mislead him. How important it is that a person must sit in the company of pious. And he went on to say this much, as a Thani said, that if a child goes to school also, or the further person is more interested in secular education. So I won't stop him from secular education. But I'll encourage him that at least now there will be secular education, let him sit in the company of pious people. Let him sit in the company of pious. He can carry on studying whatever he wants to study. Whatever degree he wants, he can get a degree, whatever he wants. But he must sit in the company of pious people. That will affect him very bad. And as a Thani said this month, when they come into a boy to sit by us, we won't look at whether he's got a beard. We won't look at whether he's got his pants below the ankle. We only look at all those things too. We won't oppose it too. To that extent, even to say that is much, we won't even hit him with namaz too. We won't make them read the master. Or what is happening when you're meeting each other? That's the most important thing. You become a kind of a link between him and you. No, the link between you and him, it becomes stronger, and the time will come. He'll be surprised what can happen to you. But in other words, he'll be more careful now. He may not do things, but he'll be careful what he say, what he do. Because of respect. Respect comes into it. So he said this month that your child can go to become a doctor, whatever he can do, what he can go to degrees and whatever, but let him sit in a company of Isaac. Make it that he must come and sit in a private company. You must make the duty of them coming. And even then, the parents also must come. That will bring about a very big change in their lives. Bring about change because you must know. And he went on to say this, but the Sahaba do not alims all the way. They are not alims. But they had one sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is sufficient. The sohbat is important to sit in a pious company, it must effect. Then only you see what benefit you derive. Then you see what you begin to, you know, you begin to realize the mistakes you're making. You try to put yourself right. Gradually, but the most important thing, you'll have respect for your religion. Respect for? Maybe your weakness may not do certain things, but they'll have respect for the religion, which is most important. You must remember one thing, if you don't have respect for religion, you'll be deprived of fortune of it. You must have respect for religion. Day after, you see what can happen. I know one person, you know, he kept a khanqah. Sri Bhaziji, clean shaven, came. Hazrat was Hazrat something. Yes, read Namaz Bhaziji to sit down. What a thing, Hazrat, why don't you keep up the air? But we went from there, big beer. So, what is it that I'm trying to tell you? Those who becoming alim stay in the company of pious will be surprised that knowledge is something else. The knowledge will be something else. Now you got the knowledge. But when you stay in the company of pious people, that nur of that knowledge is something else. You won't appreciate even because you don't have those things. Have that thing, respect them. Allah, I'm telling you this much. To sit in the company of pious people, what you derive, what you achieve is unreal. The closer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the understanding of the religion too. The understanding. That many a time an alim read a kitab and reads his hadith, and another person completely, you know, ignorant of fact. But to be surprised because sitting in the company of pious people, the effect is something else. You can explain the hadith a different way. So in these days, it's very important that you bring your children to it. We are going through a very, very, you know, difficult era. Full of fitna and fasad. Mahazaj told us, fitna and fasad, full of fitna. Every side of the corner is fitna. Fitna in your house, outside, everywhere. The only way you can eradicate that, remove that thing, is sit in a company of pious. One is to read kitab at home, very good, alhamdulillah. But with kitab reading at home, with all that, to sit in a pious company, very effective. Very effective. The Sahaba, the effect of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are we there? So this was one malfooz I read. It was a Thani Rahman. I felt it was very important, especially for our children too. Our children and the elders also. And that can only come into you for respect. Before you do anyone's respect, then you can do it. Now coming to the majlis of Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Masihullah Sallam. Ji lagna maksood nahi, kaam maksood hai. Ji lagna maksood nahi. I don't want to do it now. I'm not feeling to do it. Hey, now today I don't want to feel the feeling. No, I'm not. I haven't got the feeling to do it. No, today I don't want to do this. See, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to do it. The purpose is to. His name is K. He asked one day, they say that some people came to meet him. And it was morning time, and they were not from the Khanqah or something. They were from outside the city. They come and ji nahi lagta. I don't want to go to work too. I'm telling you this because the five people today, they wake up, they don't go to work. You know, I'm tired now, I'm not going to work. No, my boss is doing this to me, that to me. No, I'm not going to. I got called that I came to. No, I don't want to go. No, I don't. Don't go. Deal like that. That morning he came, कहते थे कि काम में जिद न जाए. मैंने कहा भाई जो चीज जरूरी है उसको तरक करने में जरूरत है. He said, you don't go to work is not there. What is necessary is important. If now you see you do not like to go to work, you don't have the desire to go to work, now that means you can leave your work. Can you leave your work? Because the moment you leave your work, it's harmful. Very harmful. Very, very harmful. Zaruri ki hai. So in other words, this part, ji lage chahe na lage, lekin kaam nahi laga. Whether you desire to let, you desire to want to work, you don't want to work, you still have to work. You see? That one thing. You know, I know of one person, Allah must give Jannah. You know, I tell you, I've never seen a person raining and everything, a man is so sick. I'm sure every morning he doesn't go to work. I'm sure every morning he doesn't go to work. Chara comes, takes the bus, takes the train, and go to shop to shop, shop to shop. Look at him too. My son is becoming a doctor. I'm working towards that. But every day he's going, but you can see he's a very sick man. He's so sick that he does not want to go to. What is that motivation you got in him? I must still go to work. I must go to work. I'm saying this because a lot of people in our society are everywhere too. Today I don't go to work. The boss spoke to me very badly. But this happened, that happened. What is wrong for the boss to speak badly? But does not mean to leave your job. As you say that, or laga rehna nahi, to khana kahan se khaoge? Has he given an answer now? You don't desire not to go to work. You don't want to go to work because this happened and that happened, no matter what happened. Who will give food? Who's going to give food? Kapra kahan se pehnoge? Bimari mein dawa kahan se laayenge? Has he given answers now? When you get sick now, who will give medicine? Who will give medication? Shadi ke mauka par khat kahan se laayenge? Where are you going to get it? Jabki is zamane mein to haqiqi bhai bhai ko bhi sahara nahi deta. And he's saying it very clearly to that in this time of ours we are in now presently, you cannot even get any help from your own brother too. Be careful, don't leave anything and think my brother going to help me. Or my this person going to help me. That person going to help me. When he's telling us your brother won't help me, that means who else going to help me? So don't be under the pretext, you know, that, you know, the brother says, don't worry, we'll help you. Very quickly they say that. But the time comes, no one helps you. They say, okay, phir maine kaha, tumne kabhi kabhi dawa pi thi hai. Now he tells that person now after the treatment, did you any time drink bitter medicine? Ji haan pi thi. He says, yes, I drank. So kya bhi lagta hai? Buzuk speak like that. You know, you give your own child a very, very bitter medicine, but you know in the heart of heart that medicine is very good to you. Now, if the child don't drink it, or you yourself say, no, I'm not going to drink that thing, what's wrong with you? When you know that it's benefit to you, no matter how bitter you take it, you take it nicely too. Ji, to nahi lagta. Phir kyun peete? You don't want to drink it, but you're still drinking it. Aji, sehat get khati, because you want to get healthy, get well. ऐसे ही कमाना पेश करना हुसूल के खातिर जरूरी है. अर्निंग लाइवलीहुड एवरीथिंग दिस इज नेसेसरी. तो डोंट गेट कॉट अप विद दिस थिंग दैट यू नो व्हाट लाइवलीहुड नाउ दैट लाइवलीहुड इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. सो यू नो इज दैट आई डोंट वांट टू डू दिस. आई डोंट नो नॉट टू माय सेल्फ टू टॉकिंग ऑफ दिस चिल्ड्रन. आई डोंट गो टू वर्क टुडे. आई डोंट इज दिस. नो यू हैव टू. यू हैव योर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज. Because that is your livelihood. Now coming to the main point, baz dafa. Now coming to the point, but I'm coming to Hazrat is saying, baz dafa ji nahi lagta na tilawat mein na zikr mein. See, we, Hazrat Yahav is showing to us that we got this weakness in us.
If anyone makes zikr, he makes, hey, today I'm enjoying the zikr. Thousand, 2,000 begin zikr so much. And tilawat the Quran too, so much of tilawat the Quran you're reading, learning God. Next day, jinn nahi lagta. He knows, I don't make zikr today. I don't read Quran either. I don't need that. Na zikr mein lagta hai, na naflo mein lagta hai. Na till namaz mein, so much read one day, the next day, not reading at all. So I don't feel like it. There's no feeling to it. Not a feeling they're looking for. What feeling they're looking for? Naflo na lagta hai. Khamush. Lene mein lagta hai. And not, you don't have the feeling to keep silent also. Keep silent. That's the main thing, keep silent. Why are you speaking? Why are you speaking? Keep silent. When you see few people talking, you want to also jab it. You want to see your fruit, London Arsenal. When the time will come when you say, I'm not going to speak, that is the most one of the usools or principles of tasawwuf is the most important to kill the kalam. Never speak. But no. You got that in. I must speak. I must say something. Let me give my views also. So this from here you come to know that you know what your desire, you know, I don't want to do this. Why don't you I don't want to speak also? Why don't you say I don't want to speak now? I don't want to speak. I don't wish to speak. That person who talks a lot to will not harm him, yet he encourages us to talk less. Then how much important that we must keep talk less? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he talks so much, no matter how much he talks, will not harm him, yet he loves to keep silent. Then we talking so much will cause so much harm. How much you must keep away from him? How much we can? He should love to stay alone. He does not like to meet people unless it's necessary. When he actually will not cause any harm to him. But people meeting him will not cause harm to him, but yet he loves to stay alone. Then how much we have to stay alone so that we will not be harmed? تو لگتی ہے نا طبیعت بڑھتی ہے پہلی طرف سے حل جلوت کی طرف کلام کی طرف نو آئی وانٹ ٹو مکس وتھ پیپل آئی وانٹ ٹو مکس وتھ پیپل آئی وانٹ ٹو مکس وتھ فرینڈز لیٹ مکس وتھ فرینڈز نو ادر ورک آئی وانٹ ٹو مکس وتھ فرینڈز جسٹ فیلنگ ٹو مکس فرینڈز بٹ دس از ویئر دیٹ ہی از تقلیل نوافل کی طرف تقلیل تسبیحات کے ذکر کی طرف بعض دفعہ تر کی طرف تھی اینڈ سم ٹائم یو گو ٹو دیٹ ایکسٹینٹ وین یو بگن ٹو Leave out those things because I don't feel like doing it, I don't feel like doing it, I don't feel like doing it, left out or put it. Allah Mani Father. You start making zikr, you make zikr for 1 month, you make zikr for 2 months, you make zikr for 3 months, continue to read Quran, say three. Every day you read one para a day, every day you read one para without faith. You continue for some time. And one day you say, Ji nahi lagta. Why? Because you do it for your desire. You not be with, I must do it. I must do it. Because the moment you start, I want to do it, that is why you find that with a lot of us, we do not make our mamulat complete. We don't make mamulat. We don't fulfill our mamulat. You got the mamulat to make the thing just this, or read this, or whatever it is. You do it for 1 month and it's done. Would you have to do it? I'm trying to show you that how you wake up in the morning, you don't go to work, you go to work. You know that you without that work you can't get money. You know you can get your livelihood would be lost. You do all that and you still battle and go. Why don't you battle for the akhirat? Why don't you battle for akhirat too? I made my zikr Quran Sharif. I made this thing, let me read every day. I made my zikr, let me read my zikr every day. I want to go meet friends, I want not go meet friends. Jalwat or khalwat. Jalwat means to meet around, khalwat means to be alone. And Nabi comes to love khalwat. By the moment you start making zikr all the time, the time will come that you find you are not alone with someone. But you have to do it when you don't want to do it. The command is when you don't do something good, you still do it.
The kamal is not in the desire you do deliberately, because that is now that there is something that you call that may not be true sincerity. The true sincerity, I don't want to do it, I will do it. Because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Then he said, magar jama raho. He says, stay firm. I don't want to do it, I'm still doing it. You know, why are you making zikr? You're not feeling sleepy. Feeling lazy. Why? 200 to make. Who's only 200, Papa? Oh. You're bluffing yourself. I'm doing it. When you continue doing it, Allah Ta'ala sees you doing it. And then says, freshness coming to you. No more than laziness. No more than the freshness coming to you. The freshness coming to you. When you continue making your ibadah, whether it's loud Quran, whether it's nafil namaz, whether it's zikr, whatever, continuously making the thing. But continuously with all that you don't want to be, you completely doing the thing, that pressure will come. And the ones that pressure coming to them, khushi gets, then the dryness goes away. Then it is like become your food. Then you do not want to do anything besides before you do those things. You know, I know in Hafiz Quran, you should read 2 paras every day before they don't have breakfast too. And I know one Muhammad Mashallah, he reads every day 3 paras a night, every day morning, without fail. But he's got the thing. And I understand so many people, there's so many paras every day too. But I'm talking of a person who's occupied. What is Farid? You know Farid? Got no other work to do. You can read the whole day Quran say too, because it's 3. One is a person who is occupied. And yet it is 3 for a day. And then he's still doing everything else. Allah must give istiqamah. So Hazrat trying to say this mother, what is the meaning of this? That you know, I don't feel like doing it. In the worldly matter, you never do that. Whether you don't feel like it, you still doing it. So matters of akhirat, nafil, zikr, ilaw, Quran, whatever it is, yeah, take it. But shuru ho gaya, is lage hue rehne se ji laga hua hoga. When you continue sitting with that thing there, do not wait for the freshness to come in, to come on its own. And once the freshness come in, then this you are something else. Ye mere masai suluk chinkan janna suluk sali ko liye bahut zaruri hai. It is very important for a person who is taking the road to Allah Ta'ala to understand this. Because he will be facing this condition. Some visitors come in. You can tell a visitor, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Everything okay? Jazakallah, we'll meet again. We'll talk to him for 5-10 minutes, keep his heart. But no, I talked 10 hours. My mamulat is gone too. My everything is gone too. We came, Assalamu alaikum, met him around, how are you? Everything alright? MashaAllah, keep his heart. It takes 15 minutes, Assalamu alaikum. And he's gone. But you know you could do make a mamulat, but it's in a nice opportunity. I don't have to make a mamulat now. Wash, wash. I've got time to talk here. But you got that qillat al kalam, I don't want to be with people, I want to be alone. Then you make sure you fulfill that person's rights and let him go nicely too. But you continue making the thing. Some buzuk are so punctual with the mamulat, if anyone comes to meet them, they don't meet them at that time. یہ ہے مسائل سلوک کا حصہ اس کا اس لیے جم کر جم کر مبھی استقامت مینس یو مبھی ویری فرم ان دس ایئر اینڈ دا مومنٹ یو بگن ٹو بیکم فرم دین دیٹس دے آفٹر یو فائنڈ دیٹ ایوری تھنگ از ویری ایزی فار یو ٹو تازہ تازہ ہونے کے لیے جب شرعی حد کے اندر ایوری تھنگ مبھی یو دین سیل اکارڈنگ شریعہ اکارڈنگ یور طبیعت ڈز ناٹ مین آئی ٹولڈ یو مائی میک ذکر دین سکھ چیز ہم لیکن ذکر اکارڈنگ ٹو یور صحت اکارڈنگ ٹو یور ہیلتھ Everything must be according to you. Sometimes little bit you do, but you must not leave it. You must not leave it. In your car you drive, you must make zikr. Making zikr of Allah. Every moment you making zikr of Allah. So what is happening to you? Taza taza hone ke liye, jab shariahat ke andar, to ibadat bana. Then that becomes ibadat too. And when you go to your work at the business places too, at that time you're not making zikr at all. But everything you do according to the law of Allah, your business, everything, that all became ibadat. You may not take Allah's name once too, but you have made everything according to Allah's command. Your business, everything according to Allah's command, you will not take Allah's name once too. Everything is coming back. And khuda na kare, khuda na Allah forbid, the person who takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, but he's being haram with him. So his zuban is working, but his heart working. You know, haram. That was his saying. Kaun si ibadat kar raha hai? Your sleeping becomes the ibadat too. Okay, ya Allah, I'm going to sleep so I can wake up and wake up fresh. I can wake up fresh. Now you go to sleep now. Wake up, ya Allah. That person be when he reached Isha namaz with Jamaat. And when he reached Fijr namaz with Jamaat, Allah Ta'ala give him whole night ibadat sawab. Whole night ibadat. And yet at night you see some bad dreams too. With all that too, Allah said, no man, banda read namaz with Jamaat, Isha, and Fijr, I'm giving sawab the whole night. So this is why he says it. As far as for sahaba ikram, jis raat pe ibadat mein guzarna, ibadat is tarah bhi humne sone ke liye. How the sahaba spend the time, they also spend the same time. They made ibadat at night too, they made ibadat. Everything was there. But they also had their livelihood. They had their but everything. The only difference with sahaba be that their bazaar were the most of the bazaar of the akhirat and the bazaar of the akhirat. The difference between we and the sahaba ikram is the bazaars. Our bazaars is not akhirat. But their bazaar is akhirat. They are so strong with whatever they are doing there, they when they come to the masjid with the true akhirat, the bazaar, what can namaz be? So today's majlis was so important to show you this much. That remember, when you don't want to do something, do it more that time. Do it more. Allah now did for you. Do it more that time. Now you're free. No one there. I'm make zikr. I'm do it now. He said, no, don't make zikr. Don't feel. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make zikr. No, don't make Quran now. No. And you got the time. I'm going to read the Quran. Let me go with early to the masjid, early Quran. But the moment you don't want to do something and you got the time, please appreciate that. Do it. Then you see, inshallah, when I continue doing the thing there, the time will come that you want to do it already. As the hadith says, you go one step to Allah, Allah comes two steps to you. You run to Allah, Allah grabs you. When Allah grabs you, then who can take you away? اللہ تعالیٰ نے عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب ہوا آخر اللہ الحمد للہ ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرۃ حسنہ وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین وصلى الله تعالیٰ علی حبیب سلام محمد ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.